It is Locked On Jazz for the 30th of April, a reunion of the Jazz broadcast crew, a fun little 20-minute back and forth for you today. Plus, we continue our run of greatest games in Jazz history, and this one is the greatest comeback in NBA history. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way more fun to be a Jazz game, Jazz fan each and every day. All right, we did something yesterday afternoon. I got Craig Bowlerjack, Thurl Bailey, Ron Boone, Joe Kruger was the producer or director, Jeremy Brunner, who was the producer, Scott Rogers, who's our graphics person, and Kristen Kenny, all of us who were in Oklahoma City. We got together for the first time since being in OKC together. So we got on a Google call or meet, and the sound quality is not great. Like, trying to actually get broadcast professionals to mute their mics and do those kind of things somehow is difficult, which seems really weird, but it was. So hopefully you'll like it. It's fun. It gets a little deep, gets a little philosophical. You kind of get everyone's personalities. Spooner's funny. A lot of stuff like that. So that's coming up on today's program. Unique little look at that. Hope you like it. I did Locked On NBA today with Ben Golliver. Really enjoyed doing that for you. We had a fun conversation about Last Dance, a fun conversation about how Draymond's kind of revealing all the stories about the Warriors falling apart. We then got into teams we'd want to have Last Dance on. I think some people probably would put the Jazz list on that. And then we got into a different points of view on path to play. It's interesting. He's in California, thinks there's very little chance. I'm in Utah where things are going well and think we'll be back to playing. So it's an interesting perspective. I do want to, on a news note item, there's two kind of interesting news notes that happened today, and then I'll get to our greatest game of all time. One of them is the whole concept that the league opened up practice facilities. That is my understanding was as much as anything, because if suddenly Georgia's wide open, every player's flocking to Georgia to actually be able to play, and now you have them with all sorts of contacts and a bunch of guys. If in fact that doesn't work well, you actually now have it backs up, and all of a sudden you've got, you're set way back. So you open up the facilities in the cities so that the players are working out in controlled environments. It's a precaution. I think it's been overplayed on, like, I listened to one podcast today. I thought the host, I don't want to say who, but I thought the host was like really actually way out of line. Like, this is ridiculous, and this is actually being done to protect the players. And so I feel like there's a little bit of misinformation going on in that regard on that. It's not that they're actually trying to force the league open, or it's to protect the players so that you're in a position in which you're controlling your players' contacts. Okay. So I thought the other one that's a fascinating news story, and it was in Axios today, Kendall Baker, is, so the way it works in TV, if you just think about it, like on the simplest end of things, a cable provider gets the rights to a sports league. So the cable provider pays the team. Network pays the team. Then the cable provider, whether it's DirecTV or one of those, pays the network. And then we pay the cable provider. Right? That's the chain. So the chain is broken right now because there's no sports. The New York State Attorney General is suddenly suing cable and satellite TV providers to rebate pay TV fees to customers. The argument is the customers shouldn't have to pay the same amount for cable and satellite packages while expensive sports networks, when those sports networks aren't carrying sports or any live TVs, right? So this is where the chain is broken. So the letter goes out to the largest pay TV providers in the U.S. And the New York Post says that Dish is looking to get about $80 to $100 million distribution fee it owns ESPN for April broadcasting rights. So So it starts with the New York Attorney General for the fans saying, well, we want the money back from our DirecTV and our you know, cable providers. Cable providers are now going to go to the networks and say they want their money back, and then the networks are going to go back to the teams and say what they want their money back. It's pretty interesting. But that's a big story. That could force things back into, that could put some real urgency on wanting to go play. All right, greatest games of all time in Jazz history. And this one is actually not just Jazz history. This one falls under the category of one of the greatest games ever in NBA history. The Utah Jazz were playing the Denver Nuggets on November 27th, 1996. And the Jazz fell behind 37-19 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, the Nuggets led the Jazz 70-36. Dale Ellis, Bryant Stith, Antonio McDyess, Mark Jackson, and Irvin Johnson, not that Irvin Johnson, against the Jazz at their prime. The 10-2 Utah Jazz against the 9-2 Utah Jazz against the 5-9 Denver Nuggets early in November of 96. Like, this is the Jazz at their heyday. And the Jazz are down 70-36 at the half. And then this happens, courtesy of NBA TV and the Utah Jazz.
Low to the mailman, turn in, score! Carl Malone! The Jazz are rolling!
I start believing it when we cut it from a 36 down to like 18. And you can start seeing the look in their face. They didn't want to take those shots, but they're still shooting the three. Then all of a sudden, we cut it down to 13.
Stockton holds, left corner to Horney, open shot, good! Hornacek!
We cut it down to 9.
Stockton drive the alley, underneath the Morris, reverse slammed up! Stockton to Morris!
Then we cut it down to 8 and then 4.
Now to Stockton, Jazz run. Stock to the middle to Shannon Anderson. Hammered up. The young rookie. Spring it in for the right side.
And I was like, okay.
Hornacek holding to Stockton. Stockton, 12 seconds to Carl Malone. Doug Russell. Calm down. Doug Russell. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed, and never matched in the NBA since 1996. Jazz are down 36 points at the half. It's the greatest comeback in NBA history. Think about this for a second. I know I had to go analytical here, but to come back from 36 down when you only play 90 possessions, they had to come back from 36 down in a span of 45 possessions. That's incredible. Those games were not 105, 110 possessions. That game was in 90 possessions. They also won that game on a night where Denver shot 61% effective field goal percentage. Denver took 25 threes. You heard Mailman say they kept just taking the threes. They hit 12 of 25. Bryant Stith was 7 of 9 that night from 3. Jeff McGinnis was 2 of 3. The Jazz actually took 15, which was probably a lot, 14, which was a lot for them, and made 5. So in 45 possessions, the Jazz outscored the Nuggets 71-33 to win it. 107-103. 71 points in 45 possessions, and the Jazz came back to win that ballgame. That, my friends, is your greatest game in Jazz history. We'll do this again next week. It's been a lot of fun and added a lot to the programming, so we will continue with that. Craig Bowlerjack, Thurl Bailey, Ron Boone, Kristen Kenny, Scott Rogers, graphics director, Jeremy Brunner, producer, Joe Kruger, director. All back together again. That's the crew that was in Oklahoma City. We got back together yesterday, and we'll share that kind of fun, frolicking back and forth. Apologize that some of the sound quality is not at its greatest for you. Today's show brought to you in part by Grip 6 Belts. That's right. Grip 6 is back and doing incredible stuff for you. The new Ultra, first of all, Grip 6 is no holes, no flaps, no bulk. The best belt. Ever since I got my Grip 6, it's what I wear all the time. The belt slides underneath the buckle and does not have a flap on the outside, does not have the little holes that never quite fit. It fits perfectly. It's secure. They have the new ultralight pack series, mimicking a traditional buckle, very minimalist. Make sure you check that out at grip6.com. They also have the two packs now. Two pack discount, two buckles, two straps. Here's the cool thing about Grip 6. Those are interchangeable. So that's four belts. You buy basically two, you get four. They have a new red strap and the work belt, comfortable belt for tools. Also great for concealed carry, larger buckle, larger strap if you need it. So the new ultralight belt series is out there. They have a new naturalist series out there. The work belt is bigger. They've widened the variety of things for you. And the new two pack discount, two buckles, and two straps. 100% lifetime guarantee on all products. They even pay for return shipping on those. They have no problem with supply chains because they're all done in the United States of America. So they're not, they don't have to worry about any of those items. It's all coming from the U.S. It's all being done in the U.S. and it is there for you. I love my Grip 6. I think you will as well. Utah-based company, and they have just grown into this really fabulous. Those of us that kind of are Grip 6 belt owners are kind of almost culty about it. We believe in it that much. Go to grip6.com. Make sure you tell them that you got it from Locked On Jazz during the checkout. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends over at SOS Support. Jason started SOS Support, and they're not here just to fix your printer. Jason is a guy who's passionate about helping small businesses from 40 to 50 employees so you don't have to go pay $60,000 to $100,000 for in-house IT person. Instead, you hire SOS Support to help you. KT Tape, Utah-based company, one of their best clients. They do, you think about HR, you outsource your HR, so you have to deal with it. You can do the same with your IT. SOS is the whole partner. They, KT Tape and them have had this incredible relationship. Other clients, doctor's office, live manufacturer, molding house, steel fabrication, high-tech manufacturers, dental offices, law offices, accounting firms. It's SOS Support. The Jason and Scott put it together for you. They'll give you a no-obligation IT assessment. We'll include PCI assessment as well, because if you aren't aware of this already, banks have started the process to make sure you're secure with everything. Financial institutions are requiring companies to have all security and your data be perfect. They can take those steps for you. This is not something you want to know about when it's too late. So SOS Support is here for you. 801-563-9700. That's 801-563-9700. Talk to Scott. Talk to Jason. You'll enjoy both of them. I love how passionate he is about it when he's talking about his network is secure, that make sure no one's going to hack it back up, just the pride they're taking in being your partner. KT Tape has found that out on so many levels, and they've really built a great relationship there with a Utah company, and they can do the same for you. 801-563-9700. That's 801-563-9700. Special Locked On Jazz edition with the Oklahoma City Quarantine Crew. I think that's what we'll forever call ourselves. Maybe we should be like our media relations director, Derek Ardino, and make really cool T-shirts of ourselves as we all sit there. We're minus Joe Kruger right now. But I've got Jeremy Brunner, Scott Rogers from the TV crew, Craig Bowlerjack, Thurl Bailey's not with us. He's probably playing basketball somewhere. Ron Boone along with us. And I'm David Locke. And Kristen Kenny with us as well. How is everybody? It's a madhouse. How is everybody?
Surprisingly decent.
We're surviving.
Has anyone gained 10 pounds yet?
How about 10?
14, 15, Booner. 14, 15.
Yeah.
I thought it was the COVID-19.
Okay? I'm
just saying.
Oh, really? Hey, Booner, give us a rundown of your nightly cuisine. You've been asking us about what you should be cooking. What have you been doing?
Well, my menu tonight is a salad and chicken wings. I've already got them out and ready to go.
Right on.
You guys find it amazing, though, now you know what preparing. You have to prepare something for dinner every night. I mean, you got to think about it. During the day, you know, normally we eat at the press room. You're traveling on the road. You're eating in hotels, eating on the road, restaurants. And now here you're in quarantine, you have to plan and prepare some kind of dinner every night, you know. And I found out
that she's been a superstar with that. She has been a superstar coming up with different stuff every night. It's shout out to Linda, no question.
Yeah, Linda.
Good for Linda. All right. Send some of that stuff over here.
Ron, are you the master salmon griller?
You know what? I'm getting very good. I went to the, in case you guys don't know, that seniors get to go to the grocery store like 7 in the morning when there's already no one in there. So I was there this morning at 7. Had a grocery list, $170 worth of stuff. Back home, wiped it down, put it away, back in the bed by 7:45. Now, how's that? Is that good or what?
I'm just impressed that you're considered a senior.
Well, I'll take advantage of it when I can.
Next time you go, can you get me some toilet paper?
You know, we had a bunch of this morning there as well. I go down that aisle, but I didn't need any, so I didn't buy any. All right, I'll pick you up some. Friday morning. You can go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'll pick you up some.
We have another quarantine member joining us. Is that Big T or is that Joe Kruger?
It's Joe.
Joe Kruger!
Joe!
Joe!
Hey, Joe!
What's going on?
How was
Joe, the... you picked the right game to work, Joe. The right game.
Right?
How was the drive back from Oklahoma City to Denver?
What's that?
How was the drive back from Oklahoma City to Denver?
Really boring, man. Kansas is a boring place.
Hey, hey, hey!
That's a
didn't you
boring
stop by and see the largest groundhogs in the world out there on about I-70 off of Goodland or somewhere around there?
What is it? The largest what? Why is my phone saying spam risk? What's going on here?
We're all at risk.
I better hang up and call.
Joe, all you had to do is drive 20 minutes out of the way, and you could have seen the second largest ball of twine on the face of the earth.
Yeah, they've got a concrete groundhog about 8 miles off the road that you could have made. I think it's outside Goodland, and then you got that ball of twine.
No, I just bypassed about 3 casinos. That was tough to do, but I wasn't in much mood for stopping.
I understand that.
I had a lot on the mind that day.
By the way, I don't think we had our 6 feet of separation appropriately while quarantined together, in retrospect.
Oh. How would you do that?
It's probably too late. Probably too late for that.
Pictures to prove it.
As long as we were in quarantine, hell, we could have driven to Vegas, huh?
Yeah, all of us. Just get a minivan.
Hi
there.
Yeah.
Hey, Locke, can I ask a question?
I got answers, Bowler. I got answers.
I was going to just wonder if everybody can give, like, maybe a two-sentence answer to what you learned on March 11th in OKC. About life, maybe. Let's go real deep. What do you think?
I learned that Ron Boone is always stoic, calm, and collected. That the demeanor he gives off is not ever changing. And that's probably how he's been his entire life. Because there was not a crack in anything about Ron Boone that day.
Yeah.
Come on. Scared to death. Are you kidding us?
It did not show.
Yeah, it didn't show. What was going on. And didn't show. Well, I tell you what I learned, that you just never know in this league what's going to happen, you know? You're looking at a virus that just turned the league upside down. But one minute, you know, the team, or the league anyways, on his high horse and everything's going well and you're looking forward to the playoffs, and then all of a sudden there's nothing there. It shows that there's nothing promised, you know, so you just have to deal with the consequences and what's there.
Amen.
And then go play a round of golf.
I tell you what I learned is, like, you miss doing games in the off season and you would, like, get ready to do games, and now you really miss doing games. And you remember the last game that you did, like, how fun it is to work NBA games. And now you, like, never know if you're going to do another one again.
And all that prep work we did went to waste.
Hey guys, sorry I'm joining you late.
Hey, it's Thurl Bailey. Woo! Big T. We saw Thurl. Video highlights of Big T
Big
today.
T.
Without... There's video highlights of you out there without goggles on, Big T.
Say again.
There's video highlights of you out there on the internet today without goggles on.
Yeah, that was my rookie season, and a little bit before Worthy scratched me in the eye, and Kareem told me I better get me a pair. So it took me a minute.
What about the scariest moment during all of that? Like what you were thinking, what was going through everyone's mind? Because there are times I just was sitting there, oh my gosh, am I more scared about being in quarantine in Oklahoma City for 14 days in the arena?
You know, I'd
with
like
seven
to hear
guys.
Because I thought you were starting to cry there for a minute. I'd like to hear that from you. What were you afraid of?
I did cry.
Yeah.
I did cry. not that I was scared to be with y'all. I was scared to be in Oklahoma City for 14 days and not able to get home.
That's all right. I think I cried too.
Yeah, inside I was crying. You know, I had the same thing. You know, as I looked around the room, you kind of look at everybody and how they're reacting, and I thought, you know what, we'll get through this together. If it is 7 days, I mean, that's what was like, wow, how long could we actually be here? And then I think I got more philosophical and said, I'd been kind of getting tired of the season. I was trying to catch my second breath, and I've realized how much I love what I do and how much I miss it. I know that sounds kind of corny, but it's true.
It's not corny. It's not corny, Bola.
It's definitely not corny.
I think now is when you realize – you know, what you really have, you know, not just the job and the ability to go and do what you love. But I looked at that picture again yesterday, the one I took of all of us. I'm like, man, I wish we could do this tomorrow.
That's weird. I looked at that photo last night. I hope everybody has a copy of that, David. I know that's a rare picture that we were in that. Just all of us on the floor. Stoke, we missed you, and Joe. But just before we, yeah, and in the truck, because we just, oddly, you guys walked up and we took a photo of just the broadcast crew, which is bizarre. Never happened. Never. I don't think it's ever happened.
It was all of us. It was all of us in that one photo, which is, yeah, you're right. That it's not like a regular game thing. We'll do our one-off photos here and there, but not. That was crazy. It was all of us.
Thurl took the picture, right? You took that.
Yeah, I had the longest selfie stick, bro. So, you know.
Yeah, your long arms. Your long arms.
We all got to sign a photo and frame it and keep it in our house for one day when, man, I would frame that photo today.
All right, before we get more from Thurl there, some more deep thoughts. Got a little deep there for a second. Want to remind you of our good friends over at InterCap Lending. They are doing a lot of good work for people. I was talking to a home builder yesterday. Said their numbers are good, so people are still buying homes. People are selling homes right now, and InterCap is your spot. Their growth has been amazing since we got together with them, and the reason is because they get deals done. Why would a real estate agent, why would somebody want to go to a lending company? Because the deal gets done. That's how they get paid. That's what InterCap has done, led by Steve Carter, our personal loan officer for Locked On. The experiences are amazing. The reviews are through the roof. Call Steve Carter at 385-800-8528. 385-800-8528. InterCap Lending, NMLS number 190465. For more information, visit intercaplending.com. I've got review after review, whether it's Dave Thurman saying, all I can say is Steve Carter is by far the best loan officer I've ever worked with. That's saying something because I've done my fair share of loans in my lifetime. He was responsive, down-to-earth person to work with, which is rare. I would recommend him to anyone. Jason Shepard, the BYU reporter, we used him. Thanks very much, Jason, for doing that. Brad Hickman, InterCap Lending's been the best experience I've ever had refinancing a home loan. You can get that experience as well by using Steve Carter, telling him with your Locked On Jazz, he is your personal loan officer, 385-800-8528. That's 385-800-8528. InterCap Lending at intercaplending.com. And if you want to, just email me at dlock09. I'll connect you directly to Steve Carter for that personal connection. Now more from Scott Rogers, Jeremy Brunner, Joe Kruger, Thurl Bailey, Kristen Kenny, Ron Boone, Craig Bullerjack, and myself, the Oklahoma City Quarantine Group.
I would say this, too, because I know that everybody involved is not in the picture, but it's about the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about even the guys in the truck and Stoke and you guys, it's about that day, that moment that kind of changed everything, really, for all of us.
Hey, JB and Stoke and Joe, what happened in the truck? That story's never been told.
We done the open. We were ready to go. And then they didn't play. And everybody's looking around. I don't know what to do. Eventually, I could see tip-off wasn't imminent. So I said, let's go to a break while we figure this out. So we got off there relatively quickly there. And then I hopped on the NBA line to hear the referees talking to New York City. Secaucus, New Jersey, the referee center. And I just caught the end of it. It was pretty gullible, but it said public health concerns. So I obviously we knew something bigger than just, you know, there wasn't dust on the ball or something. We knew it was going to be an issue. So we came back over here a couple minutes later after a pretty long break. Had you guys tap dance one more time just to make sure they weren't about to tip. And when we said, you know what, to our friends at AT&T Sportsnet, you take it away. I don't think we're playing anytime soon. I don't know.
Stoke, what were you going to say about what you remember?
Well, the one thing I remember is when we got the text from Ringo to come to the locker room, it's like me and JB were in there, and they're like, go right now. And our technical director said, you should bring your stuff because I don't think you're going to be coming back. I'm like, we'll just go down there and we'll come back. And I was nervous the whole night because I did not bring my stuff. And I'm like, got two computers and JB's got stuff. And like, luckily it made it to the equipment truck, but I was nervous that a lot of gear was just kind of sitting there for a while.
I had your stuff all packed up, JB. Nothing to worry about. Where it went, I have no idea, but I had it packed up.
No, Joe saved us, no question. If Joe wouldn't have been hanging back, all three of us would have gone, it could have been big trouble.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting things is the fact that live television is going on. Locke and Boone are doing their live broadcast. Bowler T doing a live broadcast. You know, we're all doing, you know, and in the truck, and we're just sitting there like, how do you, I mean, that's the craziest thing to me too, is how do you navigate all that? I mean, it's live and you literally have no idea what's going on.
Did you guys have the doctor running out on the floor? Did you have a footage of that? When the doctor ran out on the floor?
We never saw that.
Out of the corner. I only saw him out of the corner of my eye, but we didn't have it on video because it was, gosh, JB, and we were a guardy through. We're getting ready to tip, and I don't know, KK, have you done your Taco Bell take?
I had done Taco Bell take, and then we were ready to tip. When
literally
going
seconds
on.
From tip.
Hey, Bullerjack, if your seats were up high like radio in Oklahoma City, you would have seen it all clearly.
You should have seen it all.
Yeah, Locke, what were you? Were you seeing all this? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
what,
we saw.
Like,
it was very clear to us the doctor had run out. There was a huddle going on we actually had, because I think we were up higher than you, we actually had a totally clear view of what was taking place. So, my supposition was not correct. I had a guess of what I thought had taken place and I was wrong. But you know, we knew that somebody had come out, who it was. And then somebody, I have Twitter lists up at all times from Oklahoma City. And so somebody in Oklahoma City said who that was, Donnie Stark, and what his title was. And so we were able to use that pretty quickly. And then from there, we just kind of held it. We held it on. You know, I thought you were going to say, Kristen, I thought the most interesting part of the day was being in the quarantine room, watching live television about us. Like, I've never had that experience where we're watching television about us.
Yep. That as well. Yep.
Every channel.
Very
and we're
true.
Just sitting there, and how your phones blew up. Like, how many text messages did you get that night? Because I just caught up on all of them.
Oh, I never caught up. I had about over 300.
Hey, my wife just chimed in and she said, imagine being here and knowing that's your husband that's there, you know, being that, news story. She like completely freaked out, like sat in the parking lot of a gym for like a half an hour and just cried.
I'm glad you got a wife that freaked out. Mom was like, whatever.
I said, I didn't know Thurl and I were married to the same person.
Hey, at least y'all are married.
Fair point.
You got a point there, Kristen.
I need a spouse right now to cook me dinner or mow the lawn.
Yeah, we were a little worried about you mowing the lawn there, Kristen, on Instagram. Scotty, Rogers, you want to give her some lessons on that?
Yeah, Kristen, don't mow over the power cable. The lawn mowing will end quickly.
I was waiting for that power cable to get snapped up, too. That's pretty funny.
Who has a power cable?
KK, you'll light up like a Christmas tree.
You think it will? Will it really electrocute?
Yeah.
Just turn that pretty blonde hair of yours brown, that's all.
And crispy. You'll be crispy.
Oh, is anybody else picking up a new skill set during the quarantine?
I'm baking a loaf of bread right now. There you go.
Ooh, that's impressive.
How about how to be a husband?
Patience.
Ooh, a lot of that.
I learned how to run an angle grinder to take paint off concrete. It's the dirtiest, nastiest job ever.
Boulder.
Ooh.
Boulder.
Yeah, but that's alcoholism.
That's Scott.
Alcohol.
That's what you call manual labor, right?
That's I call it doing manual labor.
I call it prison work.
Well, I'm up in Midway. I gotta go. My wife's ringing the dinner bell, and I got a flat tire on my tractor, so I'm fixing that. But love you guys, and Locke, thanks for bringing this, making it happen. We got to do it more.
We'll have to do
something
it more.
That would never have been said pre-quarantine.
That's true.
My tire on my tractor.
Oh, I thought "I love you guys" was the part we'd never hear again.
We've got to do this as a Zoom meeting. We got to do this as a Zoom meeting so we can see everyone. It'll be fun.
I know.
Great idea.
Roller on the tractor. Forward.
I'm sitting in the Chevron parking lot. I just filled up my tire, and you didn't even know it.
Pulling my loaf of bread out of the oven right now.
Right on.
Hey, I can you guys.
All right. See you guys
too.
The best. We'll do it again
soon.
All right,
guys.
Lots
all right,
of love
gang.
To everybody.
See
you. Is everyone gone?
And like that, we were gone. Hope you enjoyed that. I know the sound quality wasn't perfect, but it was a fun little get-together. We'll do that again. That group's got a great camaraderie. We've got a shared experience now that's obviously different than what a lot of people have in life, and I think we're all kind of missing each other. So we'll do that group again. Thanks very much for tuning into a Thursday edition of Locked On Jazz. Thanks so much for spending the week with me. I super appreciate that so much. And right now, on this Thursday, the 30 for 30 documentary Dennis Rodman, director, was on with Rejecting the Screen, so it's a good one. So take a second, tell your smart device to play podcast Rejecting the Screen. Ben Golliver and I did Locked On NBA today, so you can tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On NBA.